We do reporting that we like to see it the way we like to see it, so that we have the quickest turnaround for our salespeople. We like to view an inventory, for instance, not only what's in the warehouses, but what's on order. Because of our long lead times from overseas, you know, we're dealing on a 3-month turnaround times a lot of times. So yeah, to have something on order, it needs to be seen, because it's not assumed it will be in anytime soon. So we have it lined up so that we can see our inventory. We can see coming in over the 3, 4, 5 month forecast what's coming in. So that was all customized. That was something that we had done, customized, but it was fairly simple from what we know of how it was programmed. It was straightforward. Now it's a menu option. The nice part is each time we've had some kind of an update on the system, there seems to be no glitches. You know, we always assume the first couple updates were going to bomb anything that was customized, and oddly enough, it just followed along and did its thing. Some of the other things are just the inherent availabilities in the program. We do some downloading off of the Unix system, so we bought the report writer or the downloader. We're able to download the data off the PCS database so that we can put it both in Access and Excel, crunch the numbers any way we see fit, crunch it instantly. So that's been another thing. You know, in the old days of the mainframe, it was very cumbersome to download things. The system is all designed pretty much for downloading. So, you know, we've customized it in that sense, where we've laid out some data export things that come right down into our Excel. We do our monthly commissions, for instance, and we've been doing them monthly for 5 years. It used to be a cumbersome some calculation of reports. Now it just downloads, Access does the rest of the work for it, prints out a nice report, and you know, it's seamless to us almost.